My name is Larry Jensen. I'm a chocolatier. For the most part of my life, a welder, mechanic, millwright, farmer, truck driver. Never did brain surgery, but I could have. I'm now solving the world's problems by making chocolate.
This week, I'm talking to Larry Jensen, a chocolatier from the Longville area. His life path has taken many a turn, starting in high school.
Well, when people ask, how did you get into welding? As a senior, my senior year, they'd have little presentations that you could go to and sit in on. And I don't remember what class that was, but I happened to look and see that there was this Grand Rapids Vocational School was doing a presentation. And it was the same hour that I had this class that I couldn't stand. Well, not being the brightest bulb in the bunch, but I could figure out what I'd rather do, go and sit, listen to this stuff or go to that class. Therefore, that's how I became a welder. It wasn't any training. It was because I hated some other class that I didn't want to go.
Larry grew up in the Grand Rapids area with Scandinavian parents that weren't exactly connoisseurs.
Was raised in northern Minnesota, Scandinavian parents. Mm-hmm. Our spice rack consisted of a salt shaker and a pepper shaker that was only brought out on holidays, and you'd get two flecks of black pepper on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and otherwise it was salt.
Perhaps it was these humble beginnings that led him into exploring culinary delights. When the welding business he was working for shut down, they offered him training funds. Larry went to a culinary arts school and got an AA degree in bakery and pastries, but his real interest was in chocolate. From welding to chocolate, delicious.
I kind of like creating things. It's kind of an art. When we first started doing it, during the holidays, we were at a mall, and we were selling a lot of chocolate. And we'd get done putting in probably 10, 12-hour days, and then get home and making more chocolate for the next day. And the wife asked me, "So how big do you really want this to get?"
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, we're talking to Larry Jensen, a chocolatier from the Longville area. Making good chocolate is part science and part art. Larry uses a commercial kitchen in Walker when he's ready to make some truffles.
Initially, when I was first starting out, I'd be doing some experimenting or whatever at home, and the phone would ring, or the dog had to get let out, or any other things. And of course, in the middle of the tempering, and if you miss one of the temperatures, you got to start all over again, and that takes. You're probably looking at 45 minutes to heat it up and cool it down and warm it back up again. And it's a little bit of science, a little bit of technical whatever, but it's the end result kind of makes it all worthwhile, because my chocolate is kind of like wine. There's $30, $40 bottles of wine, and then there's $6 bottles of wine. And it's whichever one you prefer. I mean, so that's kind of the range.
Chocolate, as most of us know, comes from a tiny bean that grows on a bush somewhere out there in the world. The bean is then processed into chocolate.
Well, I buy right now. My products are quite high end, but they are organic, fair trade chocolate. I get them from get the chocolate from the West Coast. Kind of secretive on who I get it from.
Sure.
One of the secrets to testing whether chocolate is of high quality is I tell people that you should be able to have aftertaste in your mouth from the chocolate for at least 2 minutes after you've eaten it. And most of my chocolates, there's that chocolate is lingering there for a little bit longer than that even. So, I mean, the taste is not fleeting. It's not... it doesn't taste like wax or paraffin or whatever, but it's a natural good flavor.
Okay, enough talking about chocolate. As you can imagine, By this time, I am dying to test his wares. Are they any good? Finally, my own turn to sample the goods.
We've got, this is milk chocolate, cinnamon surprise, Frangelico hazelnut, Bailey's with cocoa nibs, and that's a cinnamon surprise. Now, the cinnamon surprise, the surprise part of it is cayenne pepper.
I love that cayenne thing going on in there. That is just, it's amazing. I mean, it really is a, it's really good.
Is it still the flavor still there?
Yeah.
It's fascinating to me the way we can retool our lives at any stage or any age, even going from being a welder to a chocolatier. It's that call of the wild. And Larry has crafted the life he wants, doing what he wants, when he wants. Nice job.
Well, yeah, we you know, lived at Gus. We built about a 3,000 square foot house. We lived there about 20 years. And when the kids, we had three children, when they moved out, we decided, you know, I told the wife, I said, you know, there's a couple rooms in this house I haven't been in 6 months. And we burned wood for heat. And, you know, the heat and the clean, and which I didn't do a whole lot of, but I mean, that was part of it. Way too big. So we decided to sell, and we found 40 acres down by Longville. And the wife had all been saying the last few years she wanted 40 acres with her butt planted in the middle of it.
It's good.
Well, that's where we ended up. So now we sit outside in the summer and we got to contend with the cry of the loons and deer walking through and squirrels, and it's just terrible. I mean, it's just terrible. You don't see cars, you don't hear cars.
I'm Milt Lee with The Call of the Wild.